Salam alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourselves and your loved ones as well. Today's podcast, I'm actually carrying my daughter, so you might be hearing some talking in the background. That's her expressing her opinion. And please listen to her. She's a child of wisdom. Anyways, man zakin. Bon dia. Buenos dias. Guten Morgen. Guten Tag, rather. Bonjour, bonsoir. J'espère que vous allez bien. Ah, all the greetings that might have escaped me. Oh, habari. Almost forgot that. Well, I hope everything's going well. I really do hope so. I hope you had a wonderful week. And if you didn't, I hope this weekend allows you the time and opportunity to refresh and to restart, to reflect also, and to go into the new week with the necessary insights that you need to make it a wonderful one. Today's podcast is going to be about regret. Oh, non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni les biens, comment faire, ni les mal. Tout ça m'est bien égal. That is a song by Edith Piaf. If you don't know her, she's a French classic. She sang Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal. Tout ça m'est bien égal. C'est payé, c'est balayé, c'est oublié. All she's saying is no, nothing at all. Non. No, 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 I do not regret anything at all. Not the evil things they did to me, not the good things. All of it, they were all good. I mean, they all served their purpose. They've all been swept away. They've all been forgotten. All right. Now, when I talk this way, most people will ask me, oh, Prince, come on. You've got to be realistic. I don't know if you've been following my podcast for some time now. I told you guys, most people who ask you to be realistic are not asking you to be realistic. They are asking you to choose their side of the story. That's all they're doing. Okay, so Kayla is actually having a time of her life here. All right. Now, the point here is simply this. There is no problem with you reflecting and knowing what you could have done better. The problem is living in the moment. So staying there. There's nothing wrong with just casting your mind back, learning your lessons, and moving forward. You see, people want you to be remorseful. Yes, you don't have to be proud of all the bad things you've done in the past. But you are where you are now. Why can't you just move forward? No. They want you staying there, wallowing in your pity, in your pitiful state, waiting for somebody to come and elevate you from it, for an unknown creature to come and take you out of that emotion that you're feeling and to vindicate you and to justify you and to bring you to a mental enlightenment that you can say, I'm free. Well, I have news for you. You have already been set free. Live like it. So I was talking to a friend quite recently and she told me, it seems you have a no regrets policy. I said, yes. 2022, grr. I'm not going to say what is there. If you don't know, you don't know. Who know, no. Who know, no, no go no. But the point is this. This year, set out to do what you think you must. Really set out to do it. Move forward. Keep your eyes in front. Focus on the prize. You agree? Okay. Kayla says she agrees. The first president of Ghana and the one who helped us gain our independence, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, is known for this statement. Forward ever! Backwards, never. Forward, ever. Backwards, never. Forward, ever. Backwards, never. So you see, it's not that I do not regret. It's not that I did not reflect on the things that have happened in my life. Of course, if you do know me by any measure, you'd know that I spend most of my time thinking. But what I also do know is, as Kwame Nkrumah said, forward ever, backwards never. These are philosophies that are present in age-old texts, in the Quran, in the Bible. Long before the Bible was even compiled, there were philosophers with these philosophies. Long before the Quran was written, there were philosophers with these philosophies. As old as men have been, we've always known that the best path to take has been a path of moving forward. Just moving forward. Just moving forward. So as Edith Piaf said, or as she sang, no, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni les biens qu'on m'a fait, ni les mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. C'est payé, balayé, oublié. Je m'en fous du passé. I could care less about the past. Do not forget, it is not that we cannot reflect on the past. It is not that we cannot learn from the past. It is that it is a crime to live in it. Because you have today, and today is a gift. If I add the last part of that, you'd all say, oh, that's cliche. But that's why it's called a present. That's why it's called a present. Anyways, guys, this is the podcast for this week. I hope to come your way next week. Until that time, take care, stay safe, and let me know what you think as well. Bislama. Ciao.